Hello, and welcome to the Leitmotif Coaching Podcast. My name is Crystal, and this is a self-improvement podcast created to be in service to you, holding space to help you facilitate your personal, professional, and spiritual growth with support, encouragement, and guidance. Everyone, welcome back. I have some thoughts around the value of spiritual self-discovery, and I'm going to make this a two-parter because I think it'll go a little long. And I will start with part one in this episode. And bear with me a bit, maybe a bit of a ramble. but, you know, I'll start by saying when people embark on a journey of self-discovery, they usually focus on the physical and emotional side of their personality. However, rarely do they consider the importance of spiritual self-discovery, even if they identify as spiritual in terms of their personality. And when we take the time to explore that part of our psyche that we sometimes call spirit or soul, we discover a unique and different aspect to our personality that we may not have even realized ever existed. We are people fundamentally made up of physical, spiritual, intellectual, and emotional dimensions. And we experience the world and the experiences we go through in the world by looking at them through these dimensions. And this is not new. We know that humanity has always considered these dimensions, whether it be in Roman and Greek mythology or in Roman astrology and ancient religions. All of these are testimony to the very real role that spirituality has played in human development. And for many of us, we perhaps best identify with this moment when we see an amazing sunrise or a magnificent act of nature that leaves us in a state of awe and wonder. And it's in those moments that we recognize that there are things in our life that are beyond our greatest ability to control. And we, because of that, have a conscious or unconscious desire to know this power. And it is what we can term in that spirituality. So when people think of spiritual well-being, they usually think of God and whoever or whatever they conceive him, her, or they to be. Some consider God a supreme being, and others consider God as the person upstairs, or a very belligerent parental figure. But there are others who reject that concept of any sort of being, and they find their spirituality in the earth or in nature. So how do we then discover the spiritual side of our personalities? Some people discover it through embracing informal or formal religion. Others discover it through yoga or some other form of meditation that really causes them to focus in on themselves and still others to go on a journey of self-discovery. And they call that journey a religious experience. And there are some that have compared this spiritual awakening with heightened sense of experience. And as we allow ourselves, our inner selves, that is, to experience life on a deeper level than just what seems obvious around us, we really begin to relate to things in a different way. And so, as I wrap up this first part of the value of spiritual self-discovery, I think it's important to note that in whatever we choose to embrace the spiritual side of our personality, when we do focus on spiritual self-awareness, we usually discover that we come alive in our personality, and that this has inherently an effect on how we relate to ourselves and to others. So this is just something for you to think about as we go into the part two of this exploration. I'll have some other perspective and insights for you around that. So take care, and we'll talk next time.